Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at UH1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
An Erio's original.
Each week, we decide who's to blame for a historical tragedy. And each week, you tell us if we got it right. My name is Rebecca Delgado-Smith, and this is The Aftermath. The Aftermath.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for tuning into this episode of The Aftermath. Today, we have a very special mailbag episode for everyone. And with us today, we have producer Clayton Early.
Hello, Alarmy, and hello, you too.
And fact checker Chris Smith.
Hello.
Okay.
What?
I don't know.
Hello.
Hello.
Okay.
No, it works. It works. Do you want to do over?
Just you.
Wow. Hey.
Okay. That time code.
We'll have to bleep it. Can we bleep it? Wow. Okay. So intense start to this mailbag episode. Mm-hmm. And honestly, it's just as intense as the content, you know? Mm.
That was a great transition, actually.
Thank you. I'm actually trying to get better. and it's definitely not working. But that one was not terrible. So we'll take it. Here's the thing. We've got some mail. Mostly it's a lot of recommendations for new episodes. And I'm curious to hear what you guys, have to say about these. But I, before we get started on these, you know, emails that we've gotten, I kind of want to talk a little bit about the Natalie Wood episode because I left after we finished recording. I just was driving to work and I was like, oh, there's just so many things that we could have put up on the board, you know, so many more things. And one of them really stuck out to me as a potential thing that we could have blamed. But this was sparked by one of our listeners, and this is from Hannah Bothner, who, when asked who she thought we should blame for the Natalie Wood episode, Hannah said, "I'd like to blame two things: algae for making the step on the boat slippery, and absurd wealth for the ability to own a giant boat that multiple people can spend multiple nights on in the ocean." Absurd wealth.
So that's interesting because there you can blame capitalism, which we talked about a little bit briefly.
Sure.
Sure. How do we feel about money as being allowing for people to buy boats and live in them?
Well, yeah, I liked how they pointed out it's a multiple nights on the ocean is what we're it, look, it's okay if you
night,
ride it.
That's fine. If you happen to be out to sea for one night and you're on a boat, we're cool with that.
But multiple nights.
I mean, just to play devil's advocate to that, like, you know, people from Europe crammed into boats for months at a time trying to, you know, discover the new land. And I guess a lot of them died. So you're right. Multiple nights on the boat is a bad thing. But I guess there's a difference between a luxurious, like, I want to stay here for more nights versus, like, get me off of this boat as soon as possible.
I mean...
Right. And we have talked about cruise ships, which you could sort of lump into this conversation a little bit. It's just becomes a slippery slope. Let's go back to algae.
Yes.
Algae might make for a better target here. How do we feel about blaming algae, which is, I believe, one of the lowest cellular... Algae is probably one of the lowest on the food chain. I don't think it eats anything. It just sort of creates, and then whales eat it?
I think it eats shit. Doesn't it eat, like, bacteria?
Whales eat krill. They don't eat algae.
Someone eats algae for sure.
Sure. Little fishies, right? I mean,
yeah, hey, fishies do.
Yeah. And I believe I was just reading about this because we went to San Diego to see the seals, and, you know, they were saying, warning, it's going to smell like poop, you know, where the seals are. But remind yourself, while you're thinking about how bad it smells, remind yourself of the fact that the poop is actually really good for the environment, because that's what the algae feeds off of. So that's how I know that little tidbit.
So there you go.
Poop's good for soil too.
But back to the Natalie Wood boat and the algae on the boat. And what Hannah Bothner here is referring to is the fact that apparently the step ladder that was going on, getting on and off the dinghy was slippery. And Christopher Walken, I believe, even mentioned this in one of the few statements he made to police, which was, I was getting off the, you know, whatever you call it, the plank, the step stool, whatever, to get on the dinghy. And he slipped too. He said it was slippery for him too. So this is something we could have also put up on the board. But what Hannah then reminded me of was that Natalie Wood, we should have put her coat on the board.
Okay.
Why?
Yeah, tell us.
So the day that when the body was found, Natalie was found floating in the Pacific Ocean off of Catalina Island in a flannel nightgown, a red down jacket, and wool socks. The coroner stated that if Natalie had just taken her jacket off, she wouldn't have been weighed down by the coat, and perhaps she could have kept afloat for hours, maybe enough time to have been rescued.
Okay, so the down jacket got weighed her down a little bit?
Yeah.
Hmm.
And it made it more difficult for her to stay afloat. And she wasn't a great swimmer to begin with.
She was out there for it was two something hours before they started looking for her. So I guess the question is, what we don't know, and again, this whole thing is all speculation, but it's like, if she wasn't wearing the coat, would she have been able to somehow get on the dinghy and hold on for longer, you know?
Yeah.
So it's possible.
It's possible. Which then made me think, note to self, if I ever fall overboard, take all of the clothes off.
For sure.
I didn't know that. You knew that?
Hard or easy.
Have you ever fallen in a pool when you were not meaning to and you're fully clothed?
No.
It's like extra weight on your body.
I will kill anyone who does that to me. I will literally murder whatever person throws me in the water fully clothed. And I think I give off those vibes too.
Sure.
So no one's ever dared.
Noted. I won't. I was going to.
But I would test that theory.
Well, if you see me bringing a pool, know that something's up.
Wait, but so when it happened to you, you felt weighed down?
Wait, oh, had that happened to you?
Has someone pushed me in a pool? No, I'm sure they have. It's not like a vivid memory that's coming back to me, but I've definitely been in water fully clothed. And it's like, it's just like, it's the equivalent of waterboarding your body, you know, like you can't move. There's no room. It sticks to you. It's, you know. Because bathing suits for the most part are light, like the material, and like the fit is like pretty fitted. You know, your clothes aren't always skin tight. Right. Like a bodysuit when you're going scuba diving isn't like flowy and roomy. It's like
skin tight. So it's almost like it becomes part of you.
I'm right. suddenly,
extension of you.
Suddenly I'm understanding bathing suits.
Yes. Like, that did help me understand bathing suits for the first time.
I'm like, of course. Yeah. Well,
imagine the Olympics. Imagine if like the
Michael
Olympic
Phelps
swimmers.
Pants.
Yeah. But imagine they did all of that in like board shorts. You know, it's like it's exactly. totally slow. There's a reason why we have suits that cling right. to our body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know what I'm thinking about too, that fabric absorbs water.
Yep.
So that the second that happens, you know, the weight of the fabric is going to, I don't know, double, triple, whatever the heck, but it's going to be significantly heavier on your body.
So the idea here is Natalie Wood inspired fashion line. Where we do sleep.
That is so wrong. That is where so we do, wrong.
Just let me finish. Where we do sleek, fashionable, classy wear, evening wear for people who are going to be on or near the water. In case they fall in, it sort of doubles as a bathing suit. Because why can't you use bathing suit material to make like a slinky little dress or a nice pair of slacks if you're a gentleman?
Why is the dress slinky and the slacks are nice? Chris. Well,
there's a lot of questions. That's the least of the problems. This is a very problematic pitch.
Wait, what?
Okay, we'll move on. So what did we think about the coat? I mean, ultimately, I think that the coat might have been pretty high up there.
Do you feel like it demoted any of the decisions that you made in the actual episode itself? Like, is it like a real contender?
I mean, we ended up sending the boat. We gave the boaters the big slap, didn't
we? Yes. And we threw the Catalina lifestyle in the alarmist jail.
That went to the alarmist jail?
Yes.
That was crazy.
I must have blacked out afterwards.
Catalina is marching in revolt. We should all go to Catalina before we really make up our minds.
Yeah, we would need a that night at the Catalina lifestyle before we come down on that decision. But it's a little too late for that. We've got to stand by our decision.
Okay.
Here.
I mean, I'm not sure that the coat would trump the Catalina lifestyle.
No.
I think the reason we chose Catalina lifestyle was because no one came out to help and, you know, because they had been drinking and all that stuff.
Yeah. Kind of that laissez-faire lifestyle. Just like
lack of
casual.
Alarmism, which I'm big on. I don't think the coat ultimately, I mean, I think the coat could have been a big contender in what weighed her down, and ultimately if it was an accident, or even if it wasn't an accident, if she got pushed, you know, it could have made the situation worse. But ultimately, just falling in the water was what really
and alcohol too, like being drunk and clothed and falling in the water and not like there's such a cocktail of all the worst possible things.
It's so sad. Good to mention, because now, again, if anyone ever falls in the water, just take that coat off. Now, we were in the waters of San Diego just this weekend, the ocean water, and it was icy.
Yeah,
and this is
right.
This is September. This was Labor Day weekend. You know, the water is it was the hottest it's probably been in San Diego these past few months, and it's been continuously warm. So if anything, the waters during Labor Day weekend would be at their peak heat or warmth. This happened during Thanksgiving. This is late November. I can't imagine how freezing cold that water must have been.
Right.
Maybe that's why she kept her coat on.
God,
this is.
Ooh, this is poor taste.
None of this is usable.
We can say that. I mean, okay. It's a really sad thing that happened, and we are funny, silly people. And Chris, you're a funny man, so thank you for that joke. And also,
it's tragic. It's really tragic. Now let's get to some listener comments and listener emails here. This is coming from Grecia, and this is an email where Grecia says, "Hello, alarmists. Please do an episode on who's to blame for the deaths of the so-called radium girls. They were working class, mostly female factory workers who contracted radium poisoning from painting watch dials in the 1920s. Thanks. I love this podcast."
We talked about that. We want to do that.
Yeah.
Because the...
Did I repeat this? Did I already say this?
This might be a repeated one, unless this is somebody else asking for the same podcast idea.
But I feel like there have been multiple people who have reached out and said that they want this. And this feels right up our alley. I mean,
it really does. We got to get on this.
I'm intrigued. I have never even heard about this. But it's, I mean, even the Radium Girls, I mean, there's something about that. Seems they're like punk rock, like it's like a rock band. But then you were like, just hearing the one sentence of what happened, it's like, yeah, tell me more.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we'll have to look into that. Another comment we got recently on Instagram was, this is from Annie Mecco. And at Annie Mecco says that we're listening to The Alarmist weekly in my communications class at St. Joe's.
Wow.
This is at St. Joe's University. St. Joseph's University. And that's, what a compliment. That's awesome. And also it made me think, your teacher is just playing a podcast.
That's the curriculum. So Rebecca, you're the teacher.
I think we need to question this teacher who's
I just hope that the teacher's working in the guest expert, because
yes,
it's just us at the front of the class orchestrating the minds of the future minds of tomorrow. I think we might be in trouble. But if
maybe
we
it's get a guest, clock.
Guest expert, maybe it's what?
Maybe it's like some classes in college, it's like a 3-hour lecture. So maybe it's like they spend an hour listening and then they really
interesting
dive in for the last
yeah.
two.
Yeah. They probably dissect everything we did wrong every episode. How it could be better.
That would take longer than 3 hours, I think.
Tell them to record it and we'll listen. That'll be an episode. We'll listen to their class.
No, but thank you, Annie, for writing in. And if you're all listening, the communications class at St. Joseph's, shout out to you all in the communications department. And thank you for listening to our show. So here we go. We have more emails. Again, I loved this one so much. I want to thank Carrie for writing in. And Carrie says, "Hey guys, I love the show. I really struggled during lockdown in the UK, so my New Year's resolution was to start exercising. I walk 60 minutes a day, and your podcast has been a constant companion. I've listened to pretty much every episode. Oh, and I lost 2 stone in weight, and I feel amazing. So thanks." Okay, just pausing there. I'm assuming 2 stone is like a
yeah, British, how much is 2 stone?
Term for for amount of weight.
I mean, I've definitely either heard way, it. It's a lot. 14 pounds.
Oh,
14 pounds.
Amazing.
Wow. Wait, no, 28 pounds.
So
28 pounds? Wow.
2 stone. Those are big stones. Anyway, it's
a 14-pound stone, I guess, is what each stone is, 14 pounds.
Super cool. So Carrie writes on, "Anyways, it's Saturday night here in the UK, and I'm watching a film classic, Sex in the City, film number 1. And it's got me thinking, who's to blame for the failed wedding of Carrie and Big?"
Oh my gosh.
Now that's iconic.
And she has some recommendations here. Social pressure, cold feet, Miranda and her cynicism, Lily the flower girl. Oh man, I can't wait to rewatch.
We gotta save some of this for the podcast.
I know, right?
Oh, I mean, I'm going to save all of her comments here, but she says, Carrie says, "Would love to hear what you guys think. An episode on this topic would be awesome. Anyway, as I said, love the show. I've rated, reviewed, and donated. Keep doing the good work. Thanks, Carrie."
Very nice of you. And thanks for those donations. That's really sweet. It all goes right back into the show. I have a potato chip addiction, and that is part of that money goes towards filling my gullet with Pringles and with other salty treats to offset my potato chip addiction. So I want to thank you guys so much for that.
Mm-hmm. Potato chips are probably the worst chip to eat on air, or the worst snack to eat while you podcast. Mm-hmm.
Cotton candy would be okay. That'd be like a perfect snack for a podcast.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah,
but Chris manages to have the worst addiction. Well, that's for what makes podcast.
That's why I get so distracted during the podcast, because I can't be munching on my potato chips.
Maybe we should get you some potato chip flavored cotton candy.
Now you're finally paying off as a producer.
You're finally starting to pay off as a freaking producer. That's an even worse idea.
Kidding.
But I mean, I just love Carrie's recommendation, and honestly, I'm bumping that up to maybe it's going to be my Christmas. Maybe it won't come out during Christmas, but when we do that episode, it will be your Christmas
technically. And she does make sure we send in gifts for her Christmas and regular Christmas.
And the fun part of the research for that, you'll just get to watch the movie again.
Oh, and maybe I'll just rewatch the season too. the whole, what is it? 6 seasons of Sex and the City.
Oh, God.
I did start doing that during the pandemic. Chris and I did start doing that, and we only got through the first 2 seasons.
Same. Not halfway through the first season.
It's fun, but
you know, I mean,
you know, some things they don't hold up. Some parts don't hold up.
No, it really doesn't.
anyway, is there another letter we want to read?
Yes. So this is coming from Hannah Bothner. Oh, so Hannah also comments on our Instagram, but she also wrote in. And Hannah says, "Alarmist friends, I have a case recommendation that I don't believe you've covered yet, but is something that I think you have a really interesting time cover. You'd have an interesting time covering. I'd love to see who is to blame for Typhoid Mary." Mm. An episode of Drunk History was where the incredible Betsy Sodaro, played Mary perfectly and hilariously, was the inspiration for this, by the way. Thanks for all you do, Hannah Bothner.
That's a cool idea.
Yeah, I think, Clayton, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe that Typhoid Mary is coming up. It should be on our.
I'm like, I've
checked your back door. She's there.
Truly was lost there for a second. You mean like on the schedule?
Yes. Yes.
I think you're correct. I don't know exactly when, but yes.
So Hannah, stay tuned for that. And if you all haven't heard our Vlad the Impaler episode, that is with the hilarious Betsy Sodaro. Mm. So I don't know. That's a treat.
Check that out.
Check that out.
And hey, we already have somebody to start off the board. We'll put Betsy up there. Start off the board. She maybe she's to blame for typhoid.
Yeah, for her incredible performance in Drunk History. Mm-hmm. That's like funny? Fran. That's like Fran putting
Darren Criss for the death
of Versace. Yeah. Go ahead, Clayton.
I was noticing that Chris said typhoid, and I feel like I always wanted to say the same thing too. It's like, is that just like a problem with that word? Like typhoid Mary
said typhoid. Did I say typhoid?
You started to say typhoid, and I was like, yeah, I have the instinct to do that too. Is it something about that word? Typhoid? Hmm. Is typhoid? It sounds like foid instead of food. So you're like, Ford? This is not important.
No, this is good. Let's keep going. Dig in. What other words are there that you want to say differently?
Who's to blame for typhoid? Typhoid. Doesn't it just like when you say the word over and over again, typhoid, it starts to sound a little absurd. Typhoid.
We'll move on.
This is good, solid podcast content.
Yeah.
I'm sure we have a lot of listeners who've stuck with us through that little tangent.
This is another great recommendation. Really great one. And this is coming. This goes, "Hey, alarmist folks. Love the show. I've been watching for a long while, and truly every episode is a treat to listen to. Recently, I love the episode of Elizabeth Bottery. Elizabeth Bathory. As messed up as the story was, it was incredibly fascinating. I agree. I had an idea for a topic which I, as a Canadian, think would make for a really cool episode as a part of our history that gets overlooked, even in Canadian schools. I would be interested in seeing an episode on the 1970 FLQ crisis, aka the October crisis, which happened in Quebec. It was an event where Quebecois separatism was at a high point, in which terrorism broke out through the French Canadian province. I hadn't even heard of this. Okay. I think it is such an overlooked story in Canadian and even colonial history as a whole, a story involving soldiers in the streets of Montreal and Quebec and an effective occupation of the province by the federal government through the War Measures Act, is a dramatic story which I think would make for a great episode. Would love if this episode happened, but regardless, thank you for making such a wonderful podcast. Really enjoy each episode. Keep up the great work. All the best. Payne Sproul. Payne. Thank you, Payne. I too am fascinated by parts of history that are perhaps being overlooked. And my question is, why?
Right?
What? That's sketch. Right?
Wait, what?
Because it doesn't look good for the country. So you're saying about it.
Yeah. Yeah, these Quebecois, well, I don't know. I don't know, but I will say that we were in Montreal.
Oh, we remember that phase. Oh, no.
The Quebecois, merci beaucoup, baguette.
Poutine and baguette. Loonies and toonies.
Nope.
Loonies and toonies.
I'm going to stop this right now.
Those people are cool people. And they definitely are different than most other Canadians. It's like a whole other world. So I am definitely interested in that part of the world.
Yeah.
And that sounds really interesting. I mean, terrorism, guys. Come on. Separatist movement, terrorism. Terrorism is the way.
Scary. I mean, I need to dig into this a little bit more. I really have no idea what this is about. Mm-hmm. And maybe this would be a good episode to have with a fellow Canadian. As a guest.
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
So I know that, you know, time, we're a little short, time's coming up, but before we go, there was a one last one. This was from Stacy, who wrote in and said, "Hi, love the podcast. I'd love to hear you talk about a super weird disaster, the Boston Massacre of 1919. Keep up the awesome work." Now, Stacy, we did do the Boston Molasses.
We got great news for you, Stacy.
Yeah.
Yes.
We did cover the Boston molasses, but perhaps she's getting confused with it, because I don't believe we called it the Boston Molassacre.
Yeah, and that's on us. We should have.
Yes.
That's a cool name.
Unless that is a much cooler separate name. Molassacre that we just don't know about. Or
well, she's saying it was in 1919, and that was definitely when
it's the same.
Unless there was another one that same year, which is actually very problematic if it was, because you need to learn people.
Right.
2.3 million gallons, weighing 13,000 short tons of molasses.
We that called it insane. The Great Boston Molasses Flood. Yeah. Maybe that's why you haven't been able to find it, but it's there for you. So good news.
Check it out and see if you think we got the verdict right.
So, and also, this is coming in from at Jenna B 309.
Did this just come in now?
Yes, just coming in.
Interesting.
I just wanted to fit one more in
ticker,
real quick.
We got breaking news here. A breaking review here. Justin.
This is not a review. This is at Jenna B 309. And they say, "Hey, your guest on the Aftermath episode of this one," and it's referring to the Bradford Sweets poisoning, "was fabulous. Irio should get together with her to do a podcast on female poisoners, since she said she was fascinated by them. Love, love, love the alarmist."
That'd be a fun listen, I think. She was great.
We'll have to get Amanda on the horn. See what Irios can do about that. But in the meantime, we're going to be covering a female poisoner. So stay tuned for that. And I think that also is coming up in the lineup. Am I right, Clayton?
Yes.
Okay, great.
This and so much more, so much good stuff on the docket.
So before we go, Clay, do we have any housekeeping to do? Any reviews recently? That we want to, you know, because we are really grateful for some of the reviews that have come in recently, and it really helps us get our, I don't know, eyes and ears on this platform, on the podcast. So if you can just hop onto Apple Podcasts and leave a rating and a review and subscribe, it really helps us. But do we have anything recently, Clay?
Nothing that I have flagged for this specific moment, but I would just reiterate what you just said, just to, you know, share with your friends and rate and hop on and show us some love. And that's all very helpful. And we appreciate all of your listenership and support.
Okay. Well, that's a shame that, you know, if this would have been a moment where we could have read a listener review, and that could be you next time. That could be you, you know?
Yeah,
it's true.
Hold on, let me see if I can find one.
I can hold on. I'm pulling it up right now too.
Okay. Okay, here we go. I have it here. This is from Pearl Girly, and 5-star review. It says, "Thought provoking. I've been down many a rabbit hole thanks to the topics discussed on this show. The topics are delivered in a humorous manner with just enough info to make one fall into a Google wormhole to discover more info. Thank you for the," and then it falls off. I don't think they were able to finish that one.
Maybe we shouldn't have read one.
No.
I also like that note that it's just enough info to make you look up the info. Because it's like, do they know what they're talking about?
Right. They're fact checking us.
I feel like that is definitely a criticism towards me, the fact checker, like in a very nice way of putting fact checker is not doing his job, which I hear you and I appreciate that. And look, hey. we've really had to cut back because of the pandemic. And I am down to a team of, I think there's only about 25 IT men and women who are.
Oh, now they're men and women. Yeah.
Constantly checking facts, just any old fact, not even checking related facts, to what we're talking about.
Making sure what we're saying is true. So thank you for that. Oh. And I'm going to crack the whip on my team and get them straightened out.
I feel like I've heard this one before, but I don't know. We'll see. We'll give him another shot. Oh, I just saw another one here. This, I have to read it, Clay. Okay. This is King of the Pool. And 5 stars, well-earned, is the topic. And they did give us, the subject. And they did give us 5 stars. Great podcast. The topics are always great and interesting. The synergy between Rebecca, Chris, and Amanda is amazing. I just hope that wannabe fact checker Clayton doesn't mess it up. LOL.
Saw that. I saw that. I chose not to read it. First of all,
yeah,
I'm not a fact checker. I'm not checking facts. I mean, when Chris needs to take a vacation and eat chips, I will step in if I need it.
That's true.
But I have never claimed to be a fact checker. My friends do not call me that. No. They know I don't know anything.
I just also love the lull at the end.
Yes.
You know, they're playing with
they're
us.
Joshing
it's
us.
They're joshing. It's an alarm. You know what? I appreciate it because it means that they're up to date. They're sticking with us. They know what's up. So
the Alarmy members I love the Alarmy members because, you know, we're all sitting in the back of class having a good time together.
Mm-hmm. We are. I wish I went to school with all of you.
We did. Oh, you mean the listeners?
Yes. Clayton doesn't understand what it. Yeah,
what?
He's new to podcasting.
We usually do this early in the morning. I'm just all tuckered out because it's 4:45 in the afternoon and I'm done.
Nana needs
to go to bed.
Okay. Well, you know, this has been a blast. We miss you, Amanda.
We do. I'd be napping right now if you were here.
But seriously, thanks for everyone who wrote in, and keep those emails coming in. We'd love to hear from you, and we love all of your recommendations. And again, just a reminder, subscribe, review, and rate. You can also hit us up on the Acast supporter, which is on our show notes, and it helps us keep equipment up to date and, you know, keep these mics on. So thanks again to all of the Alarmy, and stay tuned because next week we are going to be covering the Capron funicular disaster.
Earios. Powered by Acast.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.